We welcome all of you to Grace Bible Church today, a very special day as we have our Faith Promise Sunday, looking ahead throughout this coming year and seeking to support our missionaries, mission endeavors of Grace Bible Church. This is always a difficult time for me personally because of the wafting smell of bread in the back. I've learned several things in ministry. Number one, most men have married above themselves. That's something that I've learned over the years, including myself. All great missionaries aren't dead. I believe that there are some great missionaries that are serving in the world today. All great churches aren't big. That's something that I've learned a lot from. All great preachers aren't famous. And the worst time to preach is before a fellowship meal. So those are the five things that I've learned in life. And hopefully we can share some thoughts from a passage here in John chapter 2. Very, very important, I think, call to worship as we think about the wedding that took place at Cana, recorded in John chapter 2, shares something that happened that's commented on by all those that were there. And that was that after the wine was all gone, they come to Mary and they say, "Mary, there's no more to drink." And now, why they chose to go to Mary, I don't know. I have no understanding of that, but they did. And so she went to the Lord Jesus, and she said, "They have nothing to drink." And so he ordered that they bring in pots and fill them with water. And then as they began to pour out that mixture, it was the best wine. And it's commented on in verses 10. Let me just read this. "And he saith unto him, Every man at the beginning does set forth good wine. And when men have drunk, then that which is worse. But thou hast kept the good wine until now." But notice this next phrase. "This beginning of miracles did Jesus in Cana of Galilee, and manifested forth his glory, and his disciples believed on him." I think it's important for us to realize that throughout history, every nation, every people group has trotted out what it thought was its best in religion. And it was really the worst. And when Jesus Christ came, he brought the best. He brought the only one that matters. And I think this very first miracle that's recorded here is a lesson to us all that, you know, at this wedding, they thought they had brought the best, but they had not. God, through Jesus Christ, showed them that what Jesus had to bring was better. And we need to understand today that when we have come to gather around the precious word of Jesus Christ, we're not just gathering around something that's good. We are gathering around God's very best. If you'll have that mindset as we open God's word, I think it will help you. When you gather around what's the very best that God has to give, there's an appreciation, there's a seriousness that's involved. It's like the difference between going to McDonald's and going to Jackson's in Pensacola. You don't dress up to go down to McDonald's. You don't have on your best tuxedo and so forth to go down there and dine with Milton's finest. Well, we don't do that. We go to McDonald's and we stand in line and we wait for 15 minutes until we finally get our number called. And then we go have a seat and we eat our food, our fast food. But when you go to Jackson's, it's different. You dress up. You're going to a very fancy restaurant. It's going to be expensive food, and it's going to be in courses, and it's going to be something that's nice, and you don't put on your McDonald's outfit to go to that kind of a thing. You have something. Why? Because you're dining at the best. And so I want to encourage you today, as we sing, as we gather around the Word, understand what we are doing, that we are gathering around God's best for us. And we need to listen and hear what it has to say.